On Twitter this morning, a few minutes ago, I came across a person who gave as a reason for voting in the Irish referendum the following poem. So I'm going to read you the poem that Dan Boyle picked out and said gave good reasons to vote in favour, in yes, in the Irish referendum. But I must tell you that I don't know anything about Dan Boyle except his reputation. I've never met him. He used to be a politician. For all I know, he's still a politician. He used to be a major figure in public life in a party called the Green Party, which I don't think exists anymore. But Dan Boyle is a has done something good, I think. He's picked a poem by Khalil Gibran, and a poem I know, or at least I know all the words of it. I wouldn't have been able to tell you the title of the poem. The title of the poem is On Children, and I'll read it to you. And I'll, so here we go. This is reasons why Dan Boyle thought it would be a good thing to vote yes in the referendum today. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yes, they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backwards, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be gladness, be far gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. So, what a poem addressed to adults. What a poem addressed to adults this is, because adults are inclined to believe that they own their children. They're inclined to behave as if their children are possessions. You know, in moments of weakness, they consider that it is their job to tell their children what to think, what to feel, and to control their behavior in such a way that it's very difficult sometimes to figure out what would the child actually do if it wasn't for the controlling hand of the parent. And some feel that they have the responsibility to care for their children, to be the sole provider for their children. That the person who has all the rights in relation to their children is themselves. They feel that onus of responsibility as an adult, that they are to go it alone in relation to their children, and that they are entitled to stop people interfering in this little relationship, this very, very intense relationship that they have with their children, whether it is that they feel entitled to do this as a result of huge responsibility which they feel they are authorized and only authorized to accept, I don't know, or whether they feel that they're entitled to it by virtue of a biological connection and that there's some kind of entitlement as a result of the connection between a sperm and an ovum. Yeah, some adults feel crushed by the responsibility for bringing up their children. And some adults feel that they are entitled to be free of everybody else's opinion about how they should bring up their children. And yet, we will all die. We will all pass. We will all move on. We will leave our children behind us. The issue is, in what state shall we leave our children? how able to negotiate the trials and tribulations of life will we leave our children? Are we bringing our children up to be able to do without us, to be able to stand free on their own feet without being propped up by us? Are we clinging to them as a crutch for a role in life, a particular sphere within which we have massive authority? What are we doing? Well, that's a silly question, isn't it? There is no such thing as we. There is only you and I. And the we is a generalization. And we are as different as chalk and cheese. And we are all snowflakes. So our children are entitled to be snowflakes. And our children actually are snowflakes. But ourselves, we have had to struggle free of our parents. We have had to get away from the influence of our parents. We have had to become ourselves. We have had to allow the unique internal chrysalis that we are to flourish. And some of us have had to go into therapy for many, many sessions in order to try to find our own voice, find our own way, and stand on our own two feet. You know that great poem, "They Fuck Us Up, Our Ma and Pa," that by that guy who is a librarian in England and whose name escapes me this very minute. You know, we do have a wonderful opportunity to damage our children. And we have a wonderful opportunity to take stones out of their way. I thank Dan Boyle. It was good to flag up the limited role we have in relation to our children. If I had to pick one or two words to describe what my personal approach is to bringing up children, it would be cheerleader, provider of solid and secure boundaries. It would be celebrator. It would be listener. It would be curiosity. I suppose I just trundle them off the top of my head. I haven't rehearsed this. I haven't got a script. I don't know what I'm really saying. And this is a moment in time in which I've jumped in to waters which are controversial in Ireland. Yes, these are controversial waters in Ireland in relation to children. The track record is not exactly perfect. There have been a few incidents of children not being looked after well. Perhaps we all can find better ways of looking after children, giving children space within which they can grow and in which they can then later on look back benignly and say, "I was brought up well, really. I was able to become myself. And it hasn't been all that hard to recover from the difficulties that were presented to me as challenges as a young person." Oh yes, it's a very big day. You don't have a referendum in Ireland about children's rights very often. It is utterly disgraceful that the government was found by the courts to have abused the spending of public money in order to influence the vote in an inappropriate way. I feel really cross and let down by the civil servants and all the other people who made loads and loads of money advising the politicians to create a situation in which the law of the country, or the constitution of the country, or whatever it was, the legal framework of the country, was broken by doing things with money in the wrong way. But I do think it is extraordinarily important to think about our role as parents in relation to our children. It is absolutely important that we adults grapple with it and do our very best. So, the prophet, the man who wrote the prophet, he's written a great poem, and I want to thank Dan Boyle for putting it in front of me. And us, have a very, very good adult day.